Welcome to No Longer Conformed, my online teaching and preaching ministry. We're studying the book of Revelation, this study which I've entitled The Unveiling. In this session, we're looking at Revelation chapter 14, verses 14 to 20, Warfare in Vain. Well, let's take a look at those verses as we begin this session. Then I looked, and behold, a white cloud. And on the cloud sat one like the Son of Man, having on his head a golden crown, and in his hand a sharp sickle. And another angel came out of the temple, crying with a loud voice to him who sat on the cloud, Thrust in your sickle and reap, for the time has come for you to reap, for the harvest of the earth is ripe. So he who sat on the cloud thrust in his sickle on the earth, and the earth was reaped. Then another angel came out of the temple which is in heaven, he also having a sharp sickle. And another angel came out from the altar who had power over fire, and he cried with a loud cry to him who had the sharp sickle, saying, Thrust in your sharp sickle and gather the clusters of the vine of the earth, for her grapes are fully ripe. So the angel thrust his sickle into the earth and gathered the vine of the earth and threw it into the great winepress of the wrath of God. And the winepress was trampled outside the city, and blood came out of the winepress up to the horses' bridles for 1,600 furlongs. What a scene. Remember, this is a preview to final events. There are three questions which present themselves here. Who are the reapers? Why are they reaping? And what are the results? First of all, who are the reapers? Well, Jesus Christ used the name Son of Man for himself 81 times in the gospel record. He is wearing the victor's crown coming out of heaven to conquer his enemies, and angels are involved in the judgment. The sharp sickle is used for carrying out the judgment. It represents a very swift and devastating judgment. It says a white cloud. Then I looked, and behold, a white cloud, and on the cloud sat one like the Son of Man, having on his head a golden crown, and in his hand a sharp sickle. And another angel came out of the temple, crying with a loud voice to him who sat on the cloud, Thrust in your sickle and reap, for the time has come for you to reap, for the harvest of the earth is ripe. So he who sat on the cloud thrust in his sickle on the earth, and the earth was reaped. It is made clear with four references to cloud who is executing the judgment here. Does this imagery sound familiar? Acts chapter 1, verses 9 through 12. Now, at the ascension of Jesus, now when he had spoken these things, while they watched, he was taken up, and a cloud received him out of their sight. And while they looked steadfastly toward heaven as he went up, behold, two men stood by them in white apparel, who also said, Men of Galilee, why do you stand gazing up into heaven? This same Jesus who was taken up from you into heaven will so come in like manner as you saw him go into heaven. Then they returned to Jerusalem from the mount called Olivet, which is near Jerusalem, a Sabbath day's journey. Also, Daniel chapter 7, verses 13 and 14. I was watching in the night visions, and behold, one like the Son of Man, coming with the clouds of heaven. He came to the Ancient of Days, and they brought him near before him. Then to him was given dominion and glory and a kingdom that all peoples, nations, and languages should serve him. His dominion is an everlasting dominion which shall not pass away, and his kingdom the one which shall not be destroyed. Then Zechariah chapter 14. Verses 3 and 4. Then the Lord will go forth and fight against those nations. as he fights in the day of battle. And in that day his feet will stand on the Mount of Olives, which faces Jerusalem on the east. And the Mount of Olives shall be split in two from east to west, making a very large valley. Half of the mountain shall move toward the north and half of it toward the south. So who's reaping? Well, certainly the first one on the cloud was Jesus Christ. Why are they reaping? That's the second question. Well, there's two items involved in this reaping. There's the harvest and there's the vine. The harvest in verse 15, and another angel came out of the temple crying with a loud voice to him, Jesus, who sat on the cloud, thrust in your sickle and reap, for the time has come for you to reap, for the harvest of the earth is ripe. And then second is the vine. In verse 18, and another angel came out from the altar who had power over fire, and he cried with a loud voice to him who had the large sickle, the sharp sickle, saying, thrust in your sharp sickle and gather the clusters of the vine of the earth, for her grapes are fully ripe. Listen, don't confuse these two. They're different. The harvest refers to the peoples of the earth in general who are without any spiritual life. They're ripe. They're dried or withered. It's time for judgment. The altar refers to the prayers of the martyred saints calling for judgment from under the altar. This is the vine of the earth. Again, the unbelievers versus the true vine. It's horrible imagery of a wine press squashing and squeezing. What's the picture? Well, the false religion of man is ready for judgment. But why? Well, because man, in his efforts, apart from the life of God, has developed an apostate religious system. This whole world religion. And then third, what are the results? What is this referring to? Well, Matthew chapter 13, verse 36 down to verse 43, and then Jesus sent the multitudes away and went into the house, and his disciples came to him, saying, explain to us the parable of the tares of the field. He answered and said to them, he who sows the good seed is the Son of Man. The field is the world. The good seeds are the sons of the kingdom. But the tares are the sons of the wicked one. The enemy who sowed them is the devil. The harvest is the end of the age, and the reapers are the angels. Therefore, as the tares are gathered and burned in the fire, so it will be at the end of this age. The Son of Man will send out his angels, and they will gather out of his kingdom all things that offend, and those who practice lawlessness, and will cast them into the furnace of fire. There will be wailing and gnashing of teeth, and then the righteous will shine forth as the sun in the kingdom of their Father. He who has ears to hear, let him hear. The harvest at the end will have some righteous mixed in with the unrighteous. Some of the harvest will enter the kingdom, others will be judged. How? Well, verse 20, and the winepress was trampled outside the city, and the blood came out of the winepress up to the horses' bridles for 1,600 furlongs. See, how are they going to be judged? Well, the kings of the east versus the revived Roman Empire. All who turn at that moment and unite against the Lord. That's the great battle of Armageddon. Revelation chapter 16. Verses 12 through 16, and then chapter 19, verses 17 to 19. Chapter 16, verses 12 to 16, then the sixth angel poured out his bowl on the great river Euphrates, and its water was dried up. so that the way of the kings from the east might be prepared. And I saw three unclean spirits like frogs coming out of the mouth of the dragon, out of the mouth of the beast, and out of the mouth of the false prophet. For they are spirits of demons, performing signs which go out to the kings of the earth and of the whole world to gather them to the battle of that great day of God Almighty. Behold, I am coming as a thief. Blessed is he who watches and keeps his garments, lest he walk naked, and they see his shame. And they gathered them together to the place called in Hebrew Armageddon. And then in chapter 19, verses 17 and 19, and then I saw an angel standing in the sun, and he cried with a loud voice, saying to all the birds that fly in the midst of heaven, come and gather together for the supper of the great God, that you may eat the flesh of kings, the flesh of captains, the flesh of mighty men, the flesh of horses, and of those who sit on them, and the flesh of all people, free and slave, both small and great. And I saw the beast, the kings of the earth and their armies, gathered together to make war against him who sat on the horse and against his army. And all are defeated by a blast of Jesus' mouth. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 and verse 8. And then the lawless one will be revealed, whom the Lord will consume with the breath of his mouth and destroy with the brightness of his coming. Listen, this is not the battle with Gog and Magog. This battle is before the millennium. The other is after the millennium. It will be an incredible bloodbath, 175 miles long and 4.5 feet deep. The Valley of Megiddo is plenty large enough to fulfill this. But just remember, this is not the battle with Gog and Magog. This battle happens before the millennium. This is Armageddon. The other battle is after the millennium. You have a great day.